Come on down to AfterBuzz, gonna talk your favorite show.
Friendly hosts everywhere, humble talks without flirtation.
Going on down to AfterBuzz, gonna see my favorite host.
Ample talk, day or night, people shouting but never fighting.
Heading on up to AfterBuzz, gonna hope we don't ramble.
We like those with the fat titties, man, I hope this show ain't silly.
Come on down to AfterBuzz and meet some hosts of mine.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It is Valentine's Day week. The week of love. Don't you just get the warm and fuzzies?
Mm-hmm. There's so much love in the studio. You can feel it.
That's right.
You can feel it.
You can feel it, mostly because Steven's not here. If Steven was here, he would soak it all up and turn it into hate.
Christian's sending a lot of good love vibes.
I'm trying. Doing my best.
I want to be able to do this PC principle expression with the mouth.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, if you couldn't tell, we're going to be talking about the best romances on South Park.
Oh, and happy Valentine's Day.
That's right. From us to you. Much love. And hopefully that means a lot of comments.
Some candy.
Yeah.
I like chocolate.
What kind? Milk or dark?
All of it, but primarily milk.
I see. Okay. You dirty bastards, don't misinterpret that. All right, anyway, we've said our intros. Yes, we're talking about the best romances. They could be long-term relationships. They could be short-lived relationships. It doesn't matter. If it's been a romance, we're going to talk about it. As we always do. Did I introduce you guys?
No.
I don't think so.
Oh, Steph Sabra.
I'm Steph Sabra. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Steph Sabra.
I'm not Steph Sabra. I'm Christian Blatt. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at ChristianDMZ.
And I'm not Christian. I'm Phil Svitek. And you can follow me at Phil Svitek. And so we each get three picks and an honorable mention. You guys can play along, too. You guys comment below. You agree, disagree, make your top three, whatever. Make your top ten. Who cares? And to kick this off, Steph.
Okay, number three, probably season 4, episode 10. This is where Cartman goes all Cartman version of Joel Osteen on us, gets the kids to stay home from school and listen to him. But the main love story is the triangle between the Satan, Saddam, and Chris. Chris is the gentle lover. Saddam is the psycho lover. And somewhere in between, we have Satan, and there's this huge drama, and Saddam and Chris end up killing each other. God calls Satan a whiny little bitch, and it's pretty amazing.
Yes. Who do you think is more right for Satan?
I think Saddam just needs to be obliterated.
Whoa, so
even in hell?
I was going to say, I feel like Saddam was really a better fit for him. It was great to kind of revisit this time. Sure, but keep in mind, Satan is Satan. So what is right for Satan? What does he actually need? Now, obviously, the South Park Satan is very sensitive, but at the same time, he is Satan. He rules over hell. So who would be better for him than one of the people who belongs there the most? Chris, I never really felt it. You know, I just feel like it wasn't really there for them.
Yeah, and poor Chris. I feel like there's other gay characters he can have in hell. I'm sure Mr. Garrison's going down there.
Oh, eventually,
of
yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, so.
But oddly
they
enough,
would be a good couple. I could see.
Yeah.
His, yeah.
But I would say, oddly enough, I think Mr. Slave would not go to hell.
No.
I think he's a saint.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. But yeah, that's yeah. True. That's how he knows.
All right. So that was your pick three. Mm-hmm. Christian, your number three.
My number three is Bebe's boobs destroy society.
Damn which, right they do.
Well, they all do. I'm sorry to say. And especially, you know, at the age of the boys, the idea that all of a sudden boobs are in your life, well, that's just going to change everything. And this is, yes, we're talking about relationships, but this is how sort of all of a sudden this girl becomes so much more interesting to all of them. And, you know, just what it does to their friendship and, you know, especially that they try to get Cartman out of the group, you know, which understandably there's probably a lot of times where they thought they would have done it. But I just like the idea that it just sort of highlights that the whole, I'm using air quotes, bros before hoes is clearly not a thing. Yeah. I mean, it's just, I think that I'm letting people in on this a little bit, that it's always hoes first. And I don't know that I should call, I don't know that I should always call an elementary school girl a hoe, but this is more a general term, you know?
Well, I do appreciate, I remember being that age, and it did, you know, let's get real, people. It didn't matter the girl's looks.
No.
Boobs, no. Yep. You're in.
Yeah.
You true. Are in. And the next one that got boobs, holy crap. Boobs.
Yeah. You guys are so weak-minded, but I do agree. Once the boobs come in, it's shut down city.
Listen, when you're 13 years old, you want to talk real? You get under control of her boners. You follow that thing wherever it goes. Sorry to say.
That reminds me of I forget what it's called. There's a new show on Netflix that they have the kids
hormones. Oh, yes. I know what you're talking about. I'll look it up in the meantime for you guys.
That's so exactly what you were just describing. Good choice. That's a different type of love potion.
Yeah, that's true.
That's like an all around.
It's all
one girl takes the many.
Yeah.
I can't readily find it, but I have seen episodes of it, and yes, I do know what you talk about.
I can't remember it.
We'll figure it out by the end of the episode. What is it?
What are you saying there?
Yes, Big Mouth.
Oh, Big Mouth. Yeah,
there you go.
Big Mouth.
There you go. I thought you were just randomly horny or something. I'm just yelling.
No, that's Big Mouth.
All right. So my number three pick is Mr. Garrison and Mr. Slave in Death Camp of Tolerance, Season 6, Episode 14, where Mr. Garrison tries to get fired simply for being gay because the school will, of course, then owe him millions of dollars.
Sure.
And so he does absurd things to Mr. Slave to try to do this, including stuffing Lemmy Winks up his ass. And any partner who will allow their partner to shove a rodent up their ass.
Anything moving? Disgusting.
Yeah. That's true love. And all Mr. Slave will ever say is, Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Ugh. So it truly is a great relationship. I've always loved these guys. And, of course, we come into some roadblocks when Mr. Literally. Garrison becomes a Mrs. Garrison because Mr. Slave is, of course, gay. So how could he love a woman? But that's not this episode. This episode is all about tolerance.
I feel bad for a Lemmy Winks,
oh,
really.
I forgot about this episode.
Nah, I'm glad I'm
definitely
able to bring it back up.
Another different type of love story. Equally important.
That's right.
But different.
I'm here to remind you that intolerance will not be tolerated here. Okay?
I'm with you.
That's good.
I'm with you.
All right. Pick number two for you guys is the same.
Yes. Why don't you go first? Ladies first.
Raisins.
Yeah.
Season 7, episode 14. This has a few different relationships going on. I'll just introduce it. Christian will take it away. Wendy breaks up with Stan. Stan is heartbroken. And then there's also another aspect of the whole Raisins thing. They take him to Raisins, which is a bunch of preteens. Basically,
it's essentially Hooters.
South Park Hooters.
Yeah, it's like Hooters with little girls, which is one of my favorite things about the episode, is just the fact that they came up with this concept that it's called Raisins.
And I mean, we had a Token episode, but Token becomes Mr. Steer Girl to Wendy. So that was hilarious to me. I never thought Token would just swoop like that.
Yeah. For me, the relationship at the center of it that is why I picked it is Butters and Lexus, mm-hmm. his server. And just what it is important to learn at any age about going to Hooters or a strip club or anywhere is just the idea that, you know, they're just there to work, you know. Part of their job is being nice to you. And, you know, look, they're kids. They don't know it, especially not Butters. He's a little different. He's special. Let's say that about Butters. So that was why I highlighted this. But this is, I don't know, this is definitely like an all-time like top 10 episode for me. Just because of the simple fact that they came up with this concept of a restaurant called Raisins.
Yeah, it truly is a wonderful thing, and I love it comes up in their video games and so forth. It's a great little location. I love it. You know, and it's very thematic with your babies, boobs destroy society.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wait, I think I might be.
Yeah, I think you have a theme here.
I don't after this, but as of right, yeah, up until now, my first two picks have definitely
been about sexual curiosity of the teenage, yes. young 10-year-old mind. All right, so mine, you know, I have a developing theme here, which is gay couples. This because is mine, a rumor. No. About a homosexual relationship between Craig and Tweek is spread through the town of South Park. Now, what I love about this is they used fan art to justify those rumors. And while this episode, they're very heated and it doesn't really go anywhere, this is the start of their relationship because cut 2 years later and they're dating. So the fact that this is the catalyst for all of it.
Yeah.
They will always remember their first date.
Mm-hmm. This was my number one because of some of those reasons. It was the fact that it was off this weird sort of fan art that actually was happening for years before they realized that there was this weird affection towards coupling them. And like you said, it was the first time before we just see them all of a sudden and put it down and they're like full blown in a relationship. So I'm all about this relationship. I hope they stay together forever.
It's a good one.
And ever.
All righty. So number
honorable mention.
Number honorable mention. Yes. Steph.
My honorable mention is Doubling Down, which is from season 21 in episode 7. This one has a lot to do with Cartman and Heidi, which, as you guys know, was one of my favorite couples.
Because she's so smart and funny.
They reverted back to their true selves, and Heidi turned into Cartman and all of that. But my favorite part about this was Kyle getting in the middle of it. And that whole feud between Kyle and Cartman, I just always love. And I think Cartman had a few still shots where he would get more angry and it would just stay on his face and keep zooming in. So it's my honorable mention.
My honorable mention I chose because of the simple fact that it is not much of a relationship, but it's a quickie that really stood out for me in the early years of the show. It's actually the third episode, Weight Gain 4000, and that relationship is Chef and Kathy Lee Gifford. And so much of the episode, Chef is focused on getting to sleep with Kathy Lee Gifford. And I don't know how many times a group of friends and I reference the, "Damn, woman, I just gave you sweet loving 15 minutes ago." And just how into Chef she is. And I don't know, it was just such a funny idea that Chef wanted Kathy Lee Gifford that badly, and that she, I mean, how could you not? I mean, look at Chef.
That's what I thought you were going to say. I thought you and your group of friends always said, "Damn, I wish I had."
Well, yeah, there's that too, yeah.
Absolutely, that is a throwback if there ever was one.
It's a throwback, and that's why it's honorable mention. Like, if we were only doing three, that wouldn't have made my list. So that's why I felt like that one fit in.
Oh, that's a good choice.
Hey, listen, I remember Chef being quite the playboy.
Clearly.
Sure was.
All right, so my honorable mention has been Steph's number three pick, which is the whole Satan, Chris, and Saddam scenario. And I'm all team Saddam. I really am.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, like I like I said, it's just impossible to imagine being any other way. I mean,
Satan's love a bad boy.
I'm with Jesus on this, where Satan needed time for himself. He doesn't know what he wants yet.
Oh, that is good. Thank you for bringing that up. It was a good lesson in there that sometimes we just need to be by ourselves and not be in a relationship. So as much as for those of you out there alone on Valentine's Day watching this episode, I feel sorry for you, but don't, because it's okay to be alone.
Yes.
And we got you.
Love yourself. Woo!
Just not while you're watching this video.
Not right now. Yeah.
Oh, dear Lord.
I mean.
You mean.
Okay. All right. So that was the honorable mention. Your number one pick, I already said it, but you can expand upon it.
expanding upon it, I also just love the whole way the town of South Park reacted to having a gay couple in South Park. And there's this quote from Randy was like, "We've only had a Whole Foods in South Park for 3 days and we already have a gay couple." So cool. Yeah. It's just like so classic. I love how accepting they are on your theme. So go South Park.
Woo! Go cows.
Go cows. Yeah, and the whole Whole Foods storyline when it was happening was pretty epic. Yeah. It's nice to think back on. For me, it's another episode from this past season, Moss Piglets, and I have chosen that one because of, again, Heidi. This is sort of... This is a really fundamental moment. This is when Heidi is kind of going full Cartman, and that's why it stood out for me, because of just what this relationship did to... A girl that we all knew was smart and was funny, but she was really sweet at one point. And then she just turns into a monster who drinks all the water bears. And it's just like, what could do that? Is it love? I don't know that I would call it love. Cartman did that to her.
You know what they say, love is blind.
Even Cartman was like, you just swallowed science.
Yeah. Right. Even he couldn't believe that he got out Cartmaned by Heidi.
Disgusting Heidi.
But she's so smart.
Not today.
Well, no, not when she drank the water bears.
My number one pick is very controversial because you shouldn't have a relationship in the workplace. That's and true. Of all people, PC Principal knows that he should not. And yet... He is so attracted to strong women that they go to the lengths of even taking Butters out because he's a top student just so they can justify their relationship and hanging out at a restaurant. It's, of course, PC Principal and Strong Woman. You can take either Super PC Hardness or the last episode from season 21, which is episode 9 and 10. Whatever one you want. It's amazing. And as I made mention... The way he does his mouth is just so amazing. And the fact that he hears Hootie and the Blowfish, and it comes out of his ears. Yeah. That's love.
That I mean, look, that is love.
This is a good choice.
And I'm very happy for PC Principal, a character that I've that's my problem, that I didn't even identify her by name. I'm really only focused on him, how he, like, you know, sees her as an object that he now can have. And that's my problem. So I'm going to have to deal with that. My apologies. I'm going to check my privilege at the door, and I'll stop talking in a minute. But I think that this is a great new love that we have here on South Park.
Absolutely. And one of the great things is you see the progression of PC Principal. Mm-hmm. Before he wanted to crush pussy.
Yeah. Yeah, he didn't want to pound it. I'm glad you corrected yourself. Yes. Yeah.
So he was a pussy crusher, and now no longer. He wants to crush that.
He still could be.
No, well, he wants to crush it, yes, he wants to be monogamous and have real love.
Good.
So he's a changed man. And I feel like he doesn't even need a consent form signed. The consent is there.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's down.
She's DTF.
She's down.
All right.
On that note, we cleared that up. Happy Valentine's Day!
Absolutely. Hope you got a lot of good stuff, a lot of good loving. And let us know your favorite couple. There's plenty more to choose from. Randy and his wife. Stan's dad. Whatever his name is that I'm blanking on.
There's a ton.
Sheila.
Sheila and Gerald.
That's it.
Yeah. It took me a minute, though. I was like,
I forgot. They're funny.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of relationships. And, you know, I initially wanted to try and find a good Stan and Wendy episode, but actually there aren't.
There's not.
Yeah, like, he never really likes her, and yet she's, like, always his girlfriend.
Fun future episode. Favorite person that Cartman's mom slept with.
Easily the Dallas Cowboys. I mean, the Denver Broncos. Yeah.
I don't even know.
Wait, I mean, you got to pick one.
That's a really good, yeah.
Yeah, that's a great episode. People should definitely give us their picks in the comments. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. All right.
It's Steph Sabra.
At Steph Sabra.
Christian.
I'm Christian Blatt. At Christian DMZ.
At Phil Svitek. And we are at AfterBuzz TV. Thank you guys, as always. We've got plenty of great episodes for you coming up. Next couple of episodes, we've got the Best Creatures episode, such monsters, best advice from an adult, quote unquote. lots of good stuff. So keep commenting, keep rating, and feel free to browse through. It is Black History Month, so we did a Best Token episode. Feel free to check that out. But until next time, we'll see you guys. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.